It's 8:56, 74 degrees right now in Urbana. It's time to get our opening commodity market report. We check in with Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, how are we starting off things on this Friday?
Well, we've been a little bit lower here most of the day. We are back a little bit on corn here. Corn's December corn right now is up 0.75 cents, 342.5. November beans are at 10.02.5. That's down 12. So we've been pretty much trading lower here throughout the day. I think just, you know, we continue to see the big crops and the fact that they're going to be coming on here fairly quickly. I think that's kind of the scene that we're going into the new crop harvest here. The market's kind of looking for big crops and big demand, and that kind of gives ammunition to both the bulls and the bears and gives you some choppiness as you go into harvest, I believe. And whenever we do see rallies, I think we've got plenty of cash grain to get sold on those rallies. A couple other things going on here this morning. The dollar is trading higher. It's come back pretty good from about 37 points higher here. It's come back pretty good from some of the weakness it was showing the last couple of days. In the news yesterday and overnight, we saw Brazil's ag ministry talk about the fact that production of corn could be up from 68 million metric tons this year up to 84 million metric tons next year. That was interesting. They also made mention that soybean processors could import soybeans if necessary this year or next year if we have additional corn acres planted down there. USDA will have a cattle on feed report this afternoon. China bought about 1 to 2 cargoes of beans yesterday. We had another announcement this morning of another 261,000 tons of 16-17 crop beans that they had bought. That's in the last 3 weeks. We've had 3 days that we haven't had soybean sale announcements. I think the big factor today is on the soybeans, will the $10 area hold? We've got about the same low overnight here, and this morning is what we had yesterday, 996 yesterday, 998 today. We're trading at 1002. I think we keep trying to test that $10 mark. If we can hold it, I think we can make a move up into that 1020, maybe even the 1030 area. On corn, the question is, can we get the corn? It's about 20 cents off its report day lows. Can we get it up into that 350 area? We got a ways to go yet on that. That pretty much covers it, Brian.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Bill Mayer with Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign joining us on this Friday. Let's take a look around the area. Still a little bit of light fog in Champaign-Urbana. That is starting to burn off, though, finally. And we're at 74 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. Meanwhile, 73 degrees, cloudy skies in Decatur. Cloudy and 71 in Danville. 71 degrees and clouds in Charleston, Mattoon. Partly sunny skies expected today. A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 85 degrees. With southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Increasing clouds tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the low 69. Cloudy skies tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high of 79. We'll cool off a bit for the day Sunday with mostly sunny skies and a high of just 74 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. On Point is next. It's 9 o'clock.